All right, continuing now with our conversation. Okay, so the Democrats, according to this Washington Post article and several others, Washington Post I'm relying on here, in a big hurry here. There was a meeting last night in a basement meeting room with Democrats, and the freshmen there, concerned, obviously, because they know that you've got all of these wild cards like Al Green and AOC and all these other folks that want to talk about 27 different things about what Trump has done wrong, right, and make all these accusations about emoluments and all sorts of different things. And Pelosi and the other leaders got together to say they got to get on the same page. Inside the room, according to the article, the group urged the leadership to keep the messaging around impeachment on national security and the Ukrainian probe tight. They have to keep it tight. I'm very supportive of Adam Schiff and what he and his committee can do in a measured way, said Angie Craig. In a measured way. She's one of those freshmen. She's from Minnesota. But you trust Adam Schiff. Here's what Adam Schiff did yesterday. The phone call, the memo of the phone call between President Trump and the Ukrainian President Zelensky was so damning that Adam Schiff had to completely make things up, had to completely make up comments and storylines and narrative that just doesn't exist. Listen to this. It's bite number two with Adam Schiff. Bite number two. Go.
Is the essence of what the president communicates. We've been very good to your country, very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only seven times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it. On this and on that, I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him. Trust me. You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways.
And all right, way, enough. I can't take again. This guy. Enough. Get him off. Get him off. Stop. Here's the problem with Adam Schiff. Everything. You can't trust anything Adam Schiff does or says. He's a screwball. Look at him. He looks like he got stepped on and squeezed in the middle. His eyes are going to pop out of his head. Good Lord. Anyhow, the fact of the matter is, that's all garbage. None of that's true. When he got called out for it, he said, oh, I was just making a parody, a joke. No, you were saying that so that it would get picked up and played on all the national news media. People go, oh, my God, Trump said that? No, he didn't. None of it. In fact, he only mentioned the Bidens one time, once for Dad and once for Hunter. Joe Biden mentioned once, Hunter Biden mentioned once. And the fact of the matter is, it's pretty suspect that Joe Biden becomes vice president, becomes the chief ambassador, if you will, to Ukraine. And within a very short period of time, suddenly his son Hunter is on the board of this huge company, Burisma, making $60,000 or $80,000 a month, making huge money. He has no experience in petrochemicals or energy, never made a deal with this company, wasn't familiar with them previously. Suddenly, he's getting paid millions of dollars. How convenient. How convenient. And then a trip to China results in Hunter Biden flying on Air Force Two with his daddy, results in Hunter Biden getting a $1.5 billion deal with China. Come on, I should be so lucky. If the kid's name was Hunter Brown, do you think he would have those deals? Of course not. Of course not. Plus, all the corruption in Ukraine, and I've told you this for a long time. I've told you this for the last couple of years. All roads lead back to Ukraine. Bill and Hillary Clinton had very close and cozy ties to Ukraine. Parts of the Steele dossier come out and originate in Ukraine. All roads lead back to Ukraine. So I encourage you, Democrats, please, please, rip that open. Let's have a look. Let's have a look inside Ukraine. Let's find out what happened with the Steele dossier and where all that originated. And don't forget, John Durham is still coming with his review of the origins of the investigation into Donald Trump, a duly elected president, put under a microscope by his political opponents. And yes, they put listening devices in Trump Tower in different places. They followed members of his campaign team and his transition team and then his administration. He was followed. He was looked at. He was surveilled, at least closely, but with the satellites around him. That's not some conspiracy theory. That's what happened. That's how it went down. The Democrats now doing everything they can to try to delegitimize this president in a panic now, trying to find their impeachment footing. The White House shocked as well, trying to find its impeachment footing, it seems, surprised by the veracity and the surprise attack. I mean, this Ukraine thing just kind of blew up out of nowhere, didn't it? Just kind of blew up out of nowhere within a few days. But there are already cracks, like I said, when the timeline starts to fall apart this early. You want to bring everybody out? No problem. And this was a CIA agent. A wonk. Allegedly, a wonk. So if that's true, who wrote this complaint? This guy didn't write it by himself, or she, as it may be. You read the whistleblower complaint. You tell me that was written by a wonky person. I don't see that. I see it as being written by somebody or a team of somebody's trying to create as much maximum damage as possible. When I read it, I said, great, we're going to look at months, maybe years of investigation. Months, maybe years of investigation. And then how do they impeach Pence? Obviously, they have to try to impeach Mike Pence along the way as well. They have to try to tie him to something. Because they don't want Mike Pence to be president. They want, in fact, I would say the left wants Mike Pence to be president less than they want Donald Trump to be president. A true conservative with actual foundational beliefs that do not shift. Maybe not the deal maker, but very steady. They don't like him at all. Be careful, Democrats. I tell you again, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. You just might get it. It's a free-for-all Friday right here on the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be back.